Ryan Walters in the dot for the Grizzlies. Kenton Miller with the only rush goal across from him. 20 minutes ticking away. Kenton Miller wins the opening draw. Puck's played out in the neutral ice. Miller's there. Gets through his man. Throws the puck right to Joel Rumpel. He elects to play it to the far corner. Miller is there. Lost it to Walters. And now here come the Grizzlies back in transition for neutral ice. Walters lost it in front of his former team's bench. Played for Kyle Thomas and advanced back in the Grizzlies zone. It's James Melendi. Melendi facilitates. A bank pass out in the neutral ice. Connects with Brendan Harms. He's onside. Throws a long cross ice saucer pass to Kyle Thomas. Thomas comes one-on-one with Wesolowski, the captain. Played behind the net. Walters is there looking for the east-west pass. It's out of Harms' reach. There comes Jack Walker the other way. Walker to Daniel Levins. Tries to get by Mitch Jones. Lost the puck in the shuffle. It's thrown back out in the neutral ice. And Salaturo recovers for the rush. Salaturo thrown off the puck by Brad Navin. And the loose change comes to Taylor Richard of Utah with 19-10 left in the game. We're still tied at one. Richard on an outlet. Played for Ortega. Thrown back for Brad Navin. Hail Mary up ahead. He finds Alex Dosti. He's onside. Dosti for Navin. Pass is broken up by Matt Cato. High off the glass. The play continues. Puck's played behind the rush net. Gustav Borremans there with 18:55 left in the game. We're still tied at one. Evan Jansen motors through the neutral zone. Gains the red line. Dumps the puck deep behind Rumpel's net. Wendell the first one to it. Played it for Rob Mann, who almost mishandled it. Recovers for Dosti on the near side, but he lost it to Tyler Dureski. Dureski played it off the glass. Jansen's there. Jansen pressed into the boards by Rob Mann as both gentlemen try to jockey for the puck. It comes free, and Ortega plays it for Utah to Sam Wendell. Flipped high in the air and neutral ice. Volleyball spiked down by Jeff Fortman, and they're going to call the rush for a hand pass to neutral ice to get our first whistle of the final period with 18:29 left in the game. Still tied at one. Not a bad first period by the Rush. They definitely took a lot of the play into the Utah end, just couldn't really get any quality scoring chances to start off the period. Andrew Miller at center ice for the draw. Across from him, Todd Skirving. Skirving wins the draw. Played back to Wendell on defense. He'll defer to Mann. Mann in front of his own bench. Out neutral ice. Gets by one. Over the Rush blue line is onside. Far wall. Mann finally pressed off the puck by Josh Elms. He pokes it behind the net. Skirving's in the shuffle for the Grizzlies. He can't control it. Alex Krom takes it for the Rush. Takes a thunderous hit. Off the glass. Plays it all the way into the Grizzlies zone. Miller turned on his jets. Beaten to the puck by Wendell. The puck is still in the Grizzlies zone. It comes to Miller, but then he lost a handle of it, and it's out of his reach. Wendell for the Grizzlies. Out in the neutral ice finds Ryan Mijak. Mijak onside over his former team's blue line. He lost it in the shuffle to the captain. Wesolowski up ahead to Kent Miller, the lone goal scorer in this game for the Rush. Miller gets by one. Miller is shot blocker to side by Rumpel. Rebound comes to Anthony Collins. Collins settles it. Far wall. Looks for an option. Drops it back on the blue line. Brady thrown towards the net. Couldn't get a deflection. Let's go Rush is the champ by 4,000 plus faithful with 17:35 left in the game. We are still tied at one. Here come the Grizzlies. Mijak in his own zone. Played behind the net to James Melendi. Another former Rush defenseman. He slows things down patiently up the ice. A Hail Mary too far ahead of Walters. Icing is the infraction against the Grizzlies with 17:24 left in the game. And we are still tied at one. The Rush need a really greasy goal here. A really greasy goal. It's so greasy it could start a fire. That is the only way you're going to beat Joel Rumpel unless you get a snipe and really catch him off guard. Rumpel's a big body, 6'3", buck 90 from Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Played in college at the University of Wisconsin. He's a two-time Kelly Cup champion with the Allen Americans. He's had a lot of success at this level, 39-23-5 in the ECHL with Cincinnati, Allen, and Wichita. He's playing in his Utah Grizzlies debut. Puck is played back behind his net, high off the glass, and the Grizzlies captain, Ryan Walters, is the first one to it. Played behind the net. James Melendi on an outlet. Finds Cliff Watson, the all-star. Watson out in the neutral ice to Harms. Cross ice to Walters in stride. Walters over the blue line is onside. Fanned on his shot. Lost the battle to Gustav Borremans. Banked out in the neutral ice, but Richard's there off a change from the Utah bench. He rims it behind Fry's net. Fry plays it in his trapezoid for Gustav Borremans, who has time to try and set his breakout. Borremans finds Evan Jansen in stride. Excuse me, that's Kent Miller. Miller over the blue line, rips a shot, it gets deflected wide. Puck comes back to Mitch Jones. Played off the glass, and the puck's barely hacked off by Walters. Walters has some options, out neutral ice, he delays, and just dumps it deep into the Rush zone. Josh Elms the first one to it for the Rush. With 16:33 left in the game, we're still tied at one. Elms with a head full of steam. Shy of the blue line, dumps it in, trying to connect with Jansen. The puck rolls to Rumpel. He'll play it for an oncoming Brad Navin. Utah trying to come back the other way with it. Navin out in a neutral ice, gets by one, but then the puck rolls away from him and Josh Elms recovers. Helms, plenty of space out neutral ice. It's Solitaro. Back in it for Jansen. Throws it on net. Kicked aside by Rumpel. Puck comes back to Tyler Dereski. Far corner of the Grizzly zone. Played for Solitaro behind the net. Nifty pass. Finds Jansen, and his shot missed the net. May have been deflected. Solitaro in hot pursuit to the near side of the Grizzly zone. Alex Dosti's there. Shrugs him off the puck. Rob Mann will take it for the Grizzlies defense. Played back for Sam Wendell. 15:55 left in the game. We're still tied at one. Wendell up ahead, intended for Dosti. Out of his reach. He's in a foot race with Wesolowski. Wesolowski wins the battle behind the net. Played up to the far wall for Alex Krom. Krom in front of his own bench. Gets by one. Gets by a second. Skates a stick. Ian Brady off the blue line. Plays it. Solitaro. Chip for Brady. Got a deflection. Knocked aside by Rumpel. The puck comes back to the far wall of the Grizzlies zone. Krom takes possession. We have a delayed call on the play. This penalty is going to go against the Grizzlies. The Rush have a power play at the next whistle. Christian Fry shoots to the bench. Wesolowski motors through his own zone. It's 6-on-5 until the Grizzlies gain possession and get a stoppage. And that's going to happen right now as the puck knocked away from Wesolowski by Howe. He'll get the touch and the stop with 15:21 left in the game. 1-1 is the score, and the Rush will get a second power play and their best opportunity since the first period when they struck first on the man advantage to take the lead. Cliff Watts into the box, 2 minutes for Hulking. 1-1 is the score. The Rush on their second and arguably the most important power play of the night with 15:21 left in the game. We are tied at one. Blocker side of Joel Rumpel we go. Kyle Thomas in the dot. Kent Miller has a power play goal in this game. Across from him, Miller wins the draw. Back to the blue line. Borma to the far wall. Levins cross ice the captain. Wesolowski. Borma, a shot stopped by Rumpel. The rebound almost came to Miller, but he couldn't slam dunk it home. Puck is played off the glass. It's still not out. Wesolowski takes the puck. Far wall. Looking for an option. Played down in the corner. Miller for Levins. Backhanded to the blue line. Gustav Borman's there. Borman rips the shot. Score! It's a power play goal! Gustav Borman with a rocket from the point. And with 15 minutes left in the game, the Rush have a 2-1 lead. The last time Gustav Borman scored a goal, December 30th against Colorado. Tonight, he ends that drought of 15 games with a crucial power play goal. The Rush are 2-for-2 on the man advantage tonight, and they now have a 2-1 lead. Their first lead of the contest. Gustav Borman, his fifth goal of the season. As the puck will be dropped by Sean Fernandez at center ice to resume play. Faceoff is controlled by the Grizzlies. Rob Mann in his own zone, back for Sam Wendell. 14:55 left in the game. The Rush now have a 2-1 lead. Gustav Borman's fifth goal of the season on the power play to give the Rush the advantage. Josh Elm, far corner of his own zone, up to the wall. Krom can't shovel it out. Kept in by Mijak. Mijak rips his shot, missed the net. Wendell up the blue line, keeps the drive alive. Slammed injured by Collins, and the puck paid back to the far side of the Rush zone. Krom reverses the zone, plays it to the near corner. Helms is the first one to it. Banked up ahead and advanced out by Collins. Trying to connect with Krom. Puck's played by Miller. Here comes Collins whooping in. He's onside. Collins rips his shot. Deflected wide. Rumpel misread the deflection as the puck comes back behind his net. That could have been dangerous for the Grizzlies. Howe plays it out in a neutral ice. Glove down by Cato. Cato waits for his team to tag on. He's onside. Backhands the puck to the far side. But it's corralled by Rob Mann, and the Grizzlies are back in control. 14:05 left in the game. The Rush now have a 2-1 lead. 2-for-2 on the power play tonight. Cato played back behind his net. Finds Gustav Borman, responsible for the Rush lead. Borman up to Solitaro, skates a stick, settles it neutral ice to Jansen. Jansen gets by one, and now he's in hot pursuit to the far corner. He and Mitch Jones fight for it. Jansen tries to squeak it through the legs of his oncoming attacker. Can't connect with Dereski. Here come the Grizzlies the other way. Ortega over the blue line, slams his brakes, plays it off the body of Wesolowski, and the puck comes all the way around to the far side of the Rush zone. Ortega can't settle a fumbling puck. It comes to Evan Jansen. Jansen is off to the races, trying to catch up Watson. 2-on-1. Jansen look for Dereski, and he missed the pass. Here comes Watson back the other way now for the Grizzlies with 13:25 left in the game. The Rush still have a 2-1 lead. Watson over all three is onside for Dotson. Played back behind the net and sent up to the near wall of the Rush zone. Dereski couldn't connect. Walters off the bench, takes the puck, centers it, has a man shot, missed the net. Walters has the rebound as the puck comes back to the blue line for Wendell. Wendell, left wing faceoff circle. Walters a try, gone by Fry, and he hangs on for a colossal whistle with 13:01 left in the game, and the Rush still have a 2-1 lead. We're going to take our first Miller Lite officials timeout of the final period. We'll be right back with 13:01 left in the game. Rush have a 2-1 lead here on the official station of Rush Nation. 100.3, the Fox.